证明过。
他说 I've never thought about that。
他说从来没想过这样的事。
我心里当然你没有想的。
Of course you have not。
你头脑这么笨，怎么想的？
有怪招。
所以我说的 ，Young woman, will you please think it over and over? What you absolutize, what you think is right, is not necessarily right. What you oppose is not necessarily wrong. Be humble.
我告诉他你要谦卑一点，你绝对化的东西不一定是绝对化的。
他说 ，Yeah, it means something.
他说可能是对的吧。
You're right. You're right.
你说的可能是对的。
我说呢 ，So Christianity is not as easy as what you thought.
所以你不要以为基督教就是那么简单的一件事情。
Religious faith is not as simple as what you consider.
信仰也不是那么简单的事情。
Let's, with a humble heart, with the attitude of seeking for the truth, start again our understanding.
我们必须要有谦卑的心来寻找这个真理。
后来他谢谢我
，and she thanked me.
点点头
，and she bowed.
才离开了
，and then she left.
青年人。
You are young people.
事情不是那么简单。
It is not so simple.
你要证明上帝存在。
You want to prove the existence of God?
讲一个故事给你。
Let me give you an illustration.
有一个牧师在英国收到一封信。
A pastor received a letter in England.
一个无神论的人。
From an atheist.
让我们在海德公园辩论。
So let's debate in Hyde Park.
如果你敢。
If you dare,
几了几点钟我们在那边见面
？Just say the time and place will be there.
你要讲上帝存在。
You want to talk about the existence of God?
上帝不存在。
I will tell you God does not exist.
让我们辩论吧。
Let's debate.
牧师看了那封信。
After the pastor read the letter,
在上帝面前跪下祷告。
And he kneeled before God.
祷告完了以后呢
？And pray to God.
我如果去辩论
，And say if I go for the debate,
这个我违背圣经。
I'm going against the Bible.
不要以那些怀疑的人辩论。
Because the Bible says, let's not debate with those who
are suspicious.
If I do not debate with them,
他我就走掉了。
They think they are afraid of them.
主啊，怎么办呢
？Oh Lord, what should I do?
后来上帝感动他。
But the Lord moved him.
他就回信了。
And he wrote a letter.
他说：“我愿意和你一同在海德公园见面。”
He said, "I'm willing to meet you in Hyde Park."
我们在那边见面的时候
，When we are meeting,
我只求你一件事。
I only ask of one thing from you.
如果你能够找一个很好的人，后来因为信无神论，很坏很坏的人，因为信无神论变成很好的人。
If you can find a person who is a really rotten character, but because of atheism, suddenly became a good person.
我可以找一百个本来很坏的人，因为信上帝变得很好的人。
I can find you 100 person who has been very bad in their character, but changed because they believe in God.
信寄出去以后。
And after he has sent the
letter, 他就等到那一天。
He waited for that day.
预备了一百多个。从前坏蛋，后来悔改做基督徒的。
And he found 100 person who was of bad character, but later became good after becoming a Christian.
到那边去。
And brought all these people to Hyde Park.
那一个人一直等几个钟头不出现。
And after a few hours, the other person did not appear.
我问你
，Let me ask you this.
你们中间有哪一个人
？Is there anyone among you?
生命被神改变过的。
Your life has been changed by God.
被神感动过。
Have been moved by God.
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我没有办法证明存在。
I cannot prove to you the existence of God.
那些手代表什么？你自己想。
But you can think about what those hands represent.
Why is there, 什么 Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity, which is not mentioned in the Bible?
Isn't
the God we worship one? Our God is the only God.
我们的神是独一的上帝。
Our God is one and only God.
我们的上帝是唯一独一的上帝。
No one is supposed to reject it.
没有人可以否认这个事情。
God is the only God.
上帝是唯一的上帝。
And he told us he is the only God.
他自己本身告诉我们他是独一的上帝。
In Old Testament, the fifth book called Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4.
在圣经里面利未记第六章第四节。
He said, Hear ye Israel, your God is the only God.
圣经说听啊以色列你的上帝是独一的上帝。
So, love him with all your hearts.All your mind, all your nature, and all your strength.
所以你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱。
Your God is the only God.
只有一位上帝。
这圣经讲。
This is what the Bible says.
I believe it.
我相信。
That's true.
但这是真的。
But you must understand.
但是你要了解。
The word God,
上帝这个字眼
，Hebrew
在希伯来文
，Elohim is in plural.
是多数性的。
The language of Hebrew people is so different even from Greek or English.
希伯来文跟希腊文跟英文都有很大的差别。
In English, you have singular form, you have also plural form.
在英文你有单数也有多复数。
It's one boy, two boys.
所以一个男孩两个。
Three boys.
所以很多不同的表达方
式。But in Chinese, 一个人、两个人、三个人都是人。没有人说我看到五个人，没有这样子。
The Chinese language is a lot simpler.
但是呢，在希伯来文不是单单 singular and plural.
The Hebrew not only has singular and plural.
是什么呢
？What do they have?
Singular.
They have singular.
Dual.
啊，两元化。
And then
plural. 然后有这个。
那一件事情怎么讲
？What did the Bible say?
Hear ye Israel.
听啊，以色列。
You are God.
你的上帝。
Is the only God.
是唯一的上帝。
Do you know?
是什么意思呢？
Your God is only God.
你的哦，你的上帝是唯一的上帝。
Elohim 那边用的不是单数，不是双数。
Then the word used there doesn't represent a single or dual.
到耶稣基督差派门徒的时候
，When Jesus Christ sends out his disciples,
大使命说要奉父、子、圣灵的名给他施洗。
The Great Commission, he said, you are to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
In the name.Singular,
啊，是用单数的字
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名。
Three persons,
三个名字。
你说如果是 one Father, Son, Spirit 三个部分可以不可以？
So,
不可以。
Can it be a three in one situation?
因为在希腊文里面，如果你是三个部分，只有一个冠词就够了。但是用了三个冠词 ，hoc patri, hoc techna, hoc pneuma， 这个表示 the Father, the Son, and the Spirit 是三个位格。
In the Greek original language, the verse is in three different persons.
所以呢，有个人告诉你哪里有三位一体？给我看，好，讲给我看。
So some people say, where is it? Can you show me?
你就吓死了。
And you panic because of that.
我是吓不死的。
I am not a person who is easily frightened.
我们经过了这些。
Because we have understood all this.
基督徒年轻人，不要以为你很懂圣经。
So don't think that you know the Bible very well.
谦卑一点吧。
Be a little bit more humble.
好好学吧。
And learn.
你说这个我学过了。
You say, well, I know all this.
那个 plural form of God is called plural majesty.
啊，这是上帝复数的那个名称。
你神太伟大了，一定要用多数来称呼，不然不够尊敬他。
You say because you want to honor God, so you use a plural form.
我知道这是希伯来文学的一个特点，也是中东文学的共享。
And this is something that is quite common in Middle Eastern culture.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us,
耶稣说
Jesus said,
你们看见我就是看见神
When you see me, you see the Father.
耶稣又说
And Jesus said,
我去以后
After I've left,
就要差遣另外一位来到你们中间
Another comforter will be sent among you.
那么你说圣灵是另外一位吗
And you say the Holy Spirit is another person.
所以父差遣子已经两位了
So the Father sent the Son is two.
直回到天上差遣灵就是第三位了
And the SonWent back to heaven and sent the Spirit.
圣灵回去再差遣另外一位来。
So there is no such thing as another yet another person.
三位一体是圣经的教训。
So surely the Bible teaches that God is three.
但是没有提到是三位一体这个名称。
But the Bible does not use the word Trinity.
那你可以了解。
And you can understand this.
当你的太太回家的时候
，When your wife goes home,
她叩门
，and she knocks at the door.
你问她是谁
？You ask who is this?
她没有说唐崇荣的太太。
She will not say I'm Stephen Tong's wife.
她说什么呢
？What will she say?
是我。
It's me.
天下每一个人都叫做我。
Everybody is me.
哪里有说是你？没有这个事情的。谁？你？
我
有
啊，你。
谁？我。
You always say me.
每一个都是我。
Everybody says me.
但是神造人的声音一点一点都不一样的。
But God made all of us with a voice that is slightly different from one another.
有的人对我说：“唐牧师啊，跟你打电话，你的声音跟你的哥哥很像啊，好像一样样的。”
Some people say that my voice is the same as my brother.
我听到了以后。
After I heard that,
我说糟糕了。
I said, oh,
那我哥哥打电话给我太太，他以为我怎么办呢
？Then if my brother calls my wife, she would think that he is me.
但是
，But
你一懂
，But the more you understand this,
也看出不同的地方在。
The more you realize that there is a subtle difference.
当人家说电话里你的声音跟他一样样，我只证明这个科学还没有发达，所以电话还这么差。
The only thing that proves to me is that the telephone is actually not so sophisticated.
What is this?Definition of hell. Hell is the eternal separation from the truth, love, holiness, justice, and the life itself.
地狱的定义是什么？地狱就是永远不能够与真义、真这个公义、真理啊相处，
永远与上帝隔绝。
It's forever separated from God.
Eternally separated from God. That's hell.
永远与上帝的隔绝就是地狱。
你为什么读书呢
？Why do you study？
因为我不读书找不到工作做。
So if I don't study, I cannot get a job。
你就不是真正求真理的。
Then you are not the person who seek after。
为什么我不读书呢
？Why don't you study？
因为我的女朋友说，我如果没有学位，不要娶她。
Oh, because my girlfriend say I need to have a degree。
你就不是真正在求学问。
Then you are not the person who seeks after
the truth。求学问的人呢
？A person who seeks after knowledge。
学位他努力，没有学位他照样努力。
He will work hard whether there's a degree or not.
有考书他读书，没有考书他也读书。
And the person will study whether there's exam or not.
能赚钱他读，不能赚他也读。
The person will study whether there's an opportunity to make money or not.
古人之伟秀是为己，今人之伟秀是为别人。
People in the ancient time, people say that when you study, you study for other people.
孔子哀叹这一句话。
And that's what Confucius said.
在美国，我们说为什么你们读科学
？We ask why do you
为什么你们读电脑
？Why you study computer science？
因为容易找饭吃。
And people say it's easy to get a job.
这就不是正人君子，因为君子谋道不谋私。
But actually, a real gentleman will go after the Tao, the real way.
唐牧师，你到底是大什么问题会跑到那边去呢
？So you seem to be digressing.
我还没有乱呢。
I am not so confused.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
如果你真的求学的话
，If you're a person who seek after the knowledge,
你愿意你与真理更靠近
，And you want to be closer to the truth.
所以你爱智慧
，And you love the truth.
叫做 I love wisdom. 这个叫做 philosophy.
I love wisdom.
你爱音乐
，And you love music.
这个叫 philharmony.
And it's philharmony.
I'm a music lover.
A music lover.
你爱真理
，You love the truth.
所以你爱知识
，You love knowledge.
你爱正义。
You love,
你爱圣洁
，You love holiness.
你热爱生命
，You love life.
你热爱道德
，You love morality.
这是人伟大的地方。
And this is the greatness of our human being.
但是
，But
当你愿意追求真理的时候
，When you seek after the truth,
就先知道你自己里面需要真理
，You must
不是真理，而你愿意到真理里面。
You must first realize that you are not the truth, therefore you are willing to go after the truth.
那第一是什么呢
？Firstly,
永远以真理分开。永远与爱分开，永远与智慧分开，永远与公义分开，那个叫做地狱。
And hell in itself is an eternal separation from love, from mercy, from compassion, from justice.
真的很可怕的。
And this is a frightening thing.
所以基督使我们回到神的面前
，and
就是把我们带到真正以真理合一、以圣洁合一、以生命合一的这个信仰的里面。
So Christ brings us back to God. Eternally, we are back to Him, together with the truth and justice.
地里面有不死的虫，有不灭的火，什么意思呢
？And what does the Bible mean when it says that in the hell there is eternal fire?
你与神的生命隔开以后
，When you are separated from the life of God,
你永远不在爱里面的。
You are forever away from love.
所以你的恨
，So your hatred,
你的不义
，Your injustice,
你的不圣洁的中间
，Your unholiness,
你永远懊悔。
And you will regret for the rest of your life.
火的烧像虫的咬一样。
It's just as painful as being burned by fire or being consumed by worms.
天堂很漂亮，什么意思
？And when you say that the heaven is beautiful, what does that mean?
黄金阶必一层。
And you that the
gold. 这不是迷信吗
？Isn't this superstition?
圣经告诉我们天堂是什么呢
？What did the Bible say about the heaven?
世界上最贵的金呢，在天堂，或是它在脚下的东西罢了。
The Bible simply means that the most precious stone on precious thing on earth, gold, is but used to make a pavement.
你在黄金街上面走。
You are walking on the streets of gold.
你这金戒指掉下，快快拿起来哦！在天堂，你就在上面走来走去。
If you drop a gold ring right now, you seek after it. But in heaven, you're just going to step over it.
超价值的价值的存在。
This simply means that it is way beyond human valuing system.
Although much of human suffering is allowed by God for the good of mankind, there seems to be much pain and suffering from which man does not benefit, like natural disaster and
accident
disasters that man have no control over. How does one explain from this perspective of God's love? Oh, when you got accident, it is not God's fault, your fault.
当有意外的时候，不是上帝的错。
So when you blame God, you have double fault.
所以你怪上帝，你已经犯了罪。
但是上帝许可，为什么呢？两个原因。
But God permit all this to happen for two reasons.
第一个原因
，Firstly，
有一些的自然力是会自行运作，神不完全干预的。
God will not interfere in certain natural cycles and principles.
所以你乱吃泻肚子，你不要怪上帝喽。
So if you just eat anything you want and you have diarrhea, you cannot blame God.
乱开车。撞了，死 死了，你不要怪上帝。
And if you drive recklessly and you have an accident and die, you cannot blame God.
那不是你问上帝为什么，是神问你为什么。
You cannot ask God why. It is God who will ask you why.
第二
，Secondly，
神万事上呢，使你可以互相效力。
God will work good for in everything.
所以在困难、在受难的中间呢
，So while you are in the midst of suffering，
常常使人性醒过来。
So many a times we awaken our soul.
很多人没有受苦以前是迟钝的
，Many
是麻木的。
Many people are dull and they are quite dumb before they suffer.
但他受苦以后，他眼睛就亮起来。
But once they suffer, immediately they are enlightened.
才发现他原来有多大的尊严。
Then they realize that in fact they are made with honor.
你不病的时候，你怎么会爱惜你的健康呢
？If you have never been sick, you will not take good care of your health.
你没有离开你的家。到别人家里要多吃一点点都不可以，睡久一点就给人家骂，你怎么会知道你家多甘甜呢
？If you have never departed away from your home into the discomfort of another home, you will not treasure it.
哪一个人是离开家到大学来读书的？请举手。
Those who have left your home to study here, please raise your hand.
你离开家才知道家很好，对不对呢
？After you left your home, then you realize that it's a good place.
你再回家的看到妈妈就客气一点了。
And when you go home, you'll be nicer to your mother.
从前你很不客气的。
In the past, you were rude to her.
上帝许可你有一些苦难，你才会回心一些事情。
So God will permit some suffering for you to learn some lessons.
你要感谢上帝。
So you have to give him thanks.
但你说太多也不好。
But you say too many suffering is no good.
那么你就不要乱来了。
So don't just do live your life recklessly.
免得太多了。
So that you won't have too much suffering.
你再不行，我上帝再给你苦一点。
If you are not awakened, God will make you suffer even more.
神的很奇妙的。
So God works in mysterious ways.
第三样。
Thirdly.
没有受过苦的人到底有什么意思呢
？Is there a meaning to a life that has not experienced suffering?
如果你见到一个老人家
，If you see an old person.
爸，请告诉我人生的经验好不好
？Can you tell me your experience in life, dear?
爸，好，我告诉你。
And the old man will tell you.
你活了这么大把年纪，你70多岁了，你一生遇过什么经验呢
？After you've lived for 70 over years, what have you experienced in life?
他就只有两件事。
And you will tell you only learn two things.
快跟拿笔写两件事。
And I'll take out a pen and quickly write it down. Firstly, I ate.
吃饭
I eat my lunch and
一面写一面讲，没有什么意思。
No, it's quite meaningless.
第二，睡觉。
Secondly, I slept most of the
time. 还有呢？啊，没有了，没有了。
Anything else?
我就是一直陪着睡，变成70、80岁的。
That's all I do. I eat and sleep all my life.
那你很佩服这个人吗
？Do you think that he's a great person? Would you think that he's a great person?
你心里想，谁不知道？
He said, everybody know this.
你吃我也吃。
I also eat all my life.
你睡我也睡。
I also slept all my life.
每天睡觉都做梦。
I also dream all my life.
你见到另外一个老伯伯。
After you meet another
person. 爸，你这么老了，告诉我人生经验好不好
？And you ask him, can you share with me your experience in life?
年轻人呢，我告诉你。
And the old man said, let me tell you this.
我5岁爸爸死了。
When I was 5, my father passed away.
我
9岁爸爸
死了。
My 9, my father passed away.
我就奋斗起来了。
I worked all my life.
而且我经过2次世界大战。
I went through 2 world wars.
我进当兵差一点死。
I was a soldier and almost
差
点
被车撞死5次。
I almost got killed by a car 5 times.
飞机炸死2次。
Almost got bombed by an airplane 2 times.
把我炸死差不多3次。
Hand grenade almost exploded.
6次啊！哦，我失恋失恋6次。
And I fell all the 6 times.
第7次才有个女人要我。
And after 7 times I got married.
就是有鼻子有眼睛的，不太好看就是了。
Not so pretty girl, but.
后来我怎么苦干的，到今天呢，可以养活6个孩子。
I fought so hard in my life, and I had 6 children.
那你怎么得胜失恋的时候的悲情呢
？And you ask the person how do you overcome
this? 我怎么样？你去写下来。
And you tell you everything, and you keep writing it down.
我现在问你。
Let me ask you this.
第一个爸爸。
The first old man
跟第二个爸爸
and the second old man,
他们的人生经验
their experiences in life,
哪一个更有意义呢
which one has more meaning、
啊、哪一个呢
which one
你不好意思讲当然是第二个了
of course it's
但最好不要轮到我就是
but hopefully I'm not the person like that
所以你明白吗
do you understand this
你已经从良心赞成苦是有意义的
so in your conscience you already agree that there is meaning to suffering
但你知有意义
But you know there's a meaning.
你怕那些意义的步骤从你的生命发生关系。
But you're afraid that the process of suffering will come upon you.
神不是如此。
But God is not like that.
神说人一定要受刑的。
God knows that we all have to suffer.
你说神哪里说
？He said, "Where in the Bible did God say that?"
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
人在苦难中间的时候。
When we are in the midst of suffering.
上帝与他同行。
God will be with us.
而且人受苦的时候。
And when we are suffering,
上帝开通他的耳朵。
God opens His ear towards us.
连上帝的儿子到世界上来。
Even the Son of God, when He comes to the earth,
都没有例外。
No exception for Him.
他要经历苦难。
He has to go through suffering.
学习顺从。
He has to learn submission.
直到完全。
until he attained to perfection.
年轻人,
so dear young people,
如果你被生在大富翁的家，你不要太高兴，你生命很肤浅。
Don't think that you are a great person just because you come from a rich family.
如果你是很有钱的人,
if you are a person who is from a wealthy family, a life is very smooth.
你的前途比较危险。
Then your future is full of danger.
但是如果经过了很多苦难还站得住的话,
but you are a person who can stand firm after all the suffering,
前面有什么困难我不会替你太担忧,
then I will not be worried about you for your future.
因为人在苦难中间呢才能心灵壮大起来,
because we can only establish ourselves through suffering.
为什么我们都是罪人?
Why are we all sinners?
因为我们都有罪吗?
Because we all have sins.
所以我们都是罪人。
So we are all sinners.
为什么我们都是黄种人?
How come we are all Chinese or Indians or whatever?
皮肤是黄色的吗?
Because our skin is yellow.
那你有没有罪啊?
Do you have sins?
没有，我没有罪。
No, I don't have no sins.
当你讲的时候，增加一次犯罪。
When you say that, you have sinning one more time.
所以呢，人最好的办法就是很诚实的面对自己实实在在的情形。
So the best thing we should look at ourselves honestly.
You must not try to escape your reality.
你不要逃避这个现实。
You must not try to close up all kinds of your fault and your sins.
你不要把你的过失给遮盖住。
You must not face your reality.
你要诚实地面对这个现实。存在主义的困难就是因为他们知道他们存在，而他们一方面呢，憎恨他们这样存在，一方面呢，反对。
给他们存在有可能产生出入的上帝。
The problem with existentialism is that they want to exist, but at the same time they hate the source of their existence.
见受见知。
You must accept the
reality
to rely on God.
用信心、真理、顺从来去克服你的困难。
And use faith, the truth, and submission to overcome your suffering.
你的前途就是很好。
And then you have a good future.
可以多解释路加13章24节吗？
And you explain Luke chapter 13, verse 24.
路加福音第13章,
chapter 13,
第24节,
verse 24.
在这里讲什么呢?
What does it say?
你念一下好不好?
Chapter 13, verse 24. He said to them, Jesus said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to.
Okay, 那我现在很简单地答这个问题了。
Let me give you a simple answer.
得救是白白的。
Salvation is free.
得胜是努力的。
Victory comes from work.
重生是神的工作。
Being reborn is the work of God.
有成圣的生活是要顺服圣灵。
But sanctification comes from submission to the
Holy Spirit. 得救了，得救了。
You say, I'm a Christian, I'm now saved.
主耶稣说，你不但得救了。
Jesus Christ said, not only are you saved,
你要做一个得胜的基督徒。
You must be a victorious Christian.
有生命加上生活。
So other than your very saved life, you must have a living.
得救加上得胜。
And after salvation, you must add on victory.
诚义加上成圣,
righteousness together with sanctification.
所以你要努力进这个门,
so you must try hard to enter the narrow gate.
表示你要付代价,
it means that you have to pay a price.
尽责任,
and you must be responsible.
有很多人只要耶稣做救主, 不要耶稣继续做他生命的主,
many people want Jesus as a savior, but not as a Lord.
所以呢，他得救了以后, 他还要乱来。
After they are saved, they still live a reckless life.
这是圣经不许可。
This is not what the Bible teaches us.
人把你救了,
after we save you,
你不必死了,
and you are away from death,
那么你有了新生命了,
you have a new life.
你应当说,那我应当怎么做呢?
The question you should ask is, what then shall I do?
你要顺从圣灵,
you must be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
体贴神的话语,
and understand the word of God.
明白基督的心,
to understand the heart of Jesus Christ.
你效法他的脚中,
and follow his footsteps.
这就是得救以后还要努力的原因。
And this is why we have to enter the narrow gate.
Is it a sin to kill animal? Just to fill our stomach.
杀动物来吃是不是犯罪?
什么叫做 to fill our stomach? 叫做 just.
To fill our stomach is not simply a just thing to do.
Your stomach is very important.
那个胃是很重要的。
Is there anybody here no stomach?
没有胃的人可以举手吗?
我们大家都有肚腹。
All of us have a stomach.
我们都需要吃饭。
All of us need to eat.
为什么吃要杀死动物呢?
But why do we have to kill to eat?
因为圣经告诉我们，人与动物的层次是不一样的。
Because the Bible tells us that human beings are made at a different level from animals.
所以如果你把人与神的层次混乱了，
if you mix the levels upside down,
你就不 let God be God, let man be man.
You should let God be God and let man be man.
如果你把人与动物的层次也混乱了，
similarly, if you switch the order around,
你就没有办法站在 man to control and to domain over others. 的这一个层次。
And then you will ignore the fact that the Bible teaches that man will have dominion over all the animals.
所以万物被造是为人。
So all things were created for man.
人被造为神。
But man were created for God.
神、人、物三个层次是很清楚。
So in this three order, God, man, and animals, this is a very clear order.
你说圣经怎么讲呢？
So what did the Bible say?
当约伯受苦的时候，
When Job was suffering,
他的牛羊骆驼都死了。
His goats, his cattle, and the camels all were gone.
那个他的孩子都死了。
And all his children died.
等上帝再给他的时候，
When God rewarded him later,
他失去多少羊， 上帝给他两倍。
And God gave him twice as much as
his
loss.
他失去多少牛， 上帝给他两倍。
And God rewarded him twice as much.
他的骆驼给人家拿去多少， 上帝给他两倍。
And all the camels that was robbed was given back to him twice as much.
那些东西给人家拿去， 不等于死了， 还在的。
Those things that were taken away were still alive.
为什么呢？ 还要给他两倍呢？
How come God gave him twice as much?
这个分量多少没有多大意义。
The quantitative difference is not very meaningful.
但是， 当约伯的四个儿子死了以后，
But after Job lost 10 of his sons,
上帝再给他的时候， 只要给他四个， 没有给他两倍。
God only gave him back 10 children.
那是已经死了。
And those that
已经死了， 也不给他两倍。
And God did not reward him
被人拿去的一定还不一定死，为什么还给他两倍呢？
Why is this arrangement made this way?
里面有个很重要的原因。
There is a very important principle.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人虽然死了，他在神那里。
Because after man has died, he is with God.
所以不必给你两倍，因为哪边已经一倍了，再给你一倍就两倍了。
Because then you don't have to have extra.
人有永恒的灵魂。
We have eternal souls.
动物没有永恒的灵魂。
The animals do not have eternal
souls. 死了就完了。
So after they die, that's it.
要给他两倍，因为死了就完了。
Because when animals are gone, they are gone.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
为这个缘故呢？
Because of this.
你不能把人与动物等量齐观。
You cannot treat men in the same category as animals.
佛教的思想里面。
In the Buddhist thinking.
戒杀生。
You cannot kill.
所有的生物你都不可以杀它。
You can't kill all living things.
在基督教里面呢？
Whereas in Christianity.
戒杀人。
We forbid killing of each other.
你不可以杀人。
You cannot murder another person.
圣经没有说你不可以杀动物。
But the Bible does not say we cannot kill animals.
神是为人而创造他们给我们用的。
Because animals were made for us.
所以这个是不能够混乱的。
So we cannot mix the order together.
在基督教神人中间只一个中保。
There's only one intermediary between God and man.
回教说不需要这个中保。
Whereas the Islamic teaching says that we don't need.
回教徒祷告。 没有奉耶稣的名，也不需要奉穆罕默德的名，因为他直接到对上帝祷告。
So a Muslim will pray directly to their God without an intermediary.
而圣经告诉我们，
Whereas the Bible says,
耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
And Jesus said, unless it's through me, no one can go to the Father.
神人中间一个中保，你不能出去。
So we cannot remove this intermediary person.
回教把它剪掉了。
Whereas in Islamic teaching, there is no such a person.
天主教把它加了一些了。Whereas
the Roman Catholic add another one.
所以加多减少和圣经的意思就不一样。So
no matter whether you add or you subtract, it is not the same as what the Bible teaches.
把人与神当个同等，不是圣经的意思。The
Bible did not teach us to treat men as equal to God.
动物与人看着同等，也不是圣经的意思。Or
to treat animals as equal to man.
所以人的宗教思想会有许多许多的不同的思想。 以至于违背或者违反圣经。
There are many different ways man is thinking about, and that's why we are all against the Bible.
我们要回到上帝面前。
We must return back to God.
我现在先解答到这地方好不好？
I'm going to stop right here.
那现在你们有自由5分钟。
And let's have a 5 minutes break.
太少水的去喝。
Those who have not enough water want to
return. 太多水的去丢。
Those are too much and get rid of it.
5分钟又回来好不好？
Let's be back here 5 minutes.
我们要继续到下去了。
We want to continue our Q&A.
有一个很有趣的问题。
There's a very interesting question here.
他说基督教是不是 part of Islam?
Is Christianity part of Islam?
Islam的神是不是基督教神一样的？
Is the God of Islam the same as the God of Christianity?
为什么Quran的一部分和圣经会一样呢？
Why is part of the Quran the same as the Bible?
耶稣死了以后，
After the death of Jesus Christ,
第三天复活，
And his resurrection after the third day,
有40天向门徒显现，
And he was with the apostles for 40 days,
又回到天父那里，
And then he ascended into heaven.
10天以后，
After 10 days,
圣灵降下来，
The Holy Spirit came.
那么谁知道穆罕默德什么时候生出来？
Who knew when Muhammad was born? Anybody?
谁知道？
Anybody know the date of his birth?
没有一个人知道。
Not a person knows his birthday.
啊？啊？ 565? No, 570. Muhammad was born 570 after Christ.
Muhammad died 570 years.
Muhammad 什么时候死的呢?
When did he die?
632 after Christ.
652后634年.
所以呢, Muhammad 一共活了62年.
So Muhammad lived for 62 years.
基督教不是回教的一部分。
So Christianity is not part of Islam.
那么回教的有一些和基督教的圣经相同的是的。
It's true that part of the Quran is the same as the Christian.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当他要讲到耶稣是玛利亚生的时候, 那么他一定要提到玛利亚,提到耶稣, 所以呢就变成有一样的地方了。
They have to talk about Jesus being born of Mary, so it's recorded in their
Muhammad 童年的时候爸爸死了。
Muhammad's father died when he was young.
所以他就呢跟着伯父去做生意。
And he followed his uncle on the business trip.
那么他伯父把他带到 Palestine 犹太地做生意的时候。
And he was brought to Palestine where they had their business dealings.
看到有很多的人拜那些偶像。
And he saw many people praying to idols.
所以他感到这个不对。
And he realized that was wrong.
所以他就慢慢越久越坚信。 上帝是对的，偶像不是上帝，上帝不是偶像。
And he was convinced that God is one and idols are not God.
所以他就反对偶像。
So he was against the idol worshiping.
他到25岁的时候。
Secondly, when he was 25.
也就是主后595年的时候。
And that's 595 years after Christ.
马哈曼德就结婚了。
Muhammad got married.
结婚的时候娶了一个40岁的寡妇做他的太太。
He married a 40-year-old widow.
所以呢，他呢。 太太40岁，他25岁。
And he was 25, his wife was 40 years old.
15年以后呢？
15 years later.
也就是呢，主后呢，610年。
And that is 615 years after.
Muhammad 就宣称天使长加布列派蒙上帝差派对他讲话，
and 显现两次。 Declared that he was visited by the angel Gabriel twice.
第一次，
first time.
就说你写吧。
He was told to learn.
你写吧, write.
Or to write.
他说我没有读过书，我不会写。
And he said, I'm illiterate, I can't write.
所以呢，加布列就教他写字。
And Gabriel taught him how to write.
所以他就开始学写字。
And so he started learning to
write. 第二次显现的时候,
the second revelation,
就把上帝的启示给他。
The revelation of God was given to him.
所以那个叫做Quran。
And that was what we know as Quran.
那么在可兰经里面呢, 上帝是没有被生，也无所生的。
And in the Quran, God is self-existing.
God is not born and not give birth.
他没有被生，也是没有生。
而圣经说的, 耶稣是上帝的独生子。
Whereas the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以很明显的, 可兰经里面有一些记载同圣经有相似的地方。
So surely there are some similarities in some records.
但从本质来说,
but from the essence,
可兰经根本不相信耶稣是上帝独生子。
The Quran does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
基督教相信耶稣是上帝的独生子。
Whereas Christians believe that.
那么你说如果这样, 基督教同回教, 有一些记载相似, 但是本质不一样, 怎么办呢?
Then what should we do with all this?
是不是从一位的上帝所启示的呢?
Did it come from the same God?
基督教相信这本圣经是上帝启示的, 而且是已经完全了这本圣经之外我们不接受上帝其他有启示。
The Christians believe that the Bible is the final revelation from God, apart from which there is no other revelation.
That is completed already.
它是完全的。
So 我们不接受其他上帝的启示。
So we do not accept that there are other revelations. And what about the revelation in the book Quran?
基督徒认为那个启示同这个启示是不一样的。
And the Christians believe that they are all different things.
所以不可能是一位神给两种有冲突性的不同启示。
We do not believe that God will give two contradicting revelations.
那么可兰经怎么信我们这本圣经是他的事情。
So it's a different matter between how they look at us.
这是有关信仰的问题。
This is comparative religion.
那我们为什么说呢? 我们不接受天使加百列给这个可兰经的启示。
Why do we not accept that the angel Gabriel would have given them a new revelation?
请你注意下面一句话。
Let us take note of the next
statement. 在这本圣经里面,
in the Bible,
只有一个天使长,
there is only one archangel,
讲耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Who has declared that Jesus is the Son of God?
谁呀?
Who is this person?
就是加布列。
And this is angel Gabriel.
所以加布列在路加福音第一章说, 你将要生的必称为上帝的儿子。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1, he declared to Mary that the one that is going to be born is the Son of God.
而如果说同一个加百列对这个穆罕默德说，上帝没有儿子。
So the same Gabriel would not have told Muhammad that there is no son of God.
这很显明是有冲突的。
So there is a contradiction here.
所以基督徒的信仰是在这本圣经里。
So the faith of Christian rests in the Bible.
而回教认为是在那本圣经里面才是最完美的。
Whereas the Muslim rests on the Quran.
回教神学里面有一个更精的理论。
In their theology, there is this understanding of the separation of Scripture.
也就是呢，上帝呢所赐下给人类的圣经，一共有104部。
They believe that there is 104 different scriptures given to man.
有100部已经丢掉了。
100 has been lost.
只剩下4部。
Leaving 4 among us.
那100部丢掉的圣经在哪里呢？
Where are the missing 100?
也就是50部曾经给亚当一个人。
It was given to Adam.
另外50部是给撒特。 给挪亚，给亚伯拉罕等等。
And 50 was given to Adam and 50 to Abraham to all kinds of different people.
那么这些的100部都丢掉了。
And all these 100 scriptures have been lost.
历史上只存下4部。
So do you believe that in history there's only 4 scriptures?
用阿拉伯文来讲。
And using Arabic.
第一部叫做 Torah.
The first one is called Torah.
第二部叫做 Zabur.
Second one is called Zabur.
第三部叫做 Injil.
And third one is Injil.
第四部叫做 Quran.
And the last one is Quran.
这个 Torah 就是律法。
And Torah is the law.
Zabur 就是诗篇。
Zabur is the Psalms.
Injil 就是福音。
Injil is the Gospel.
Quran 就是可兰经。
And Quran is the Islamic
scripture. 回教的信仰里面。
So in their belief system.
摩西领受 Torah.
Moses received the Torah.
大卫王领受 Zabur.
David received the Zabul.
Isaac 领受福音.
And Isaac received the gospel.
Isaac 就是弥赛亚, 也就是耶稣基督.
And Isaac refers to Jesus.
而穆罕默德领受 Quran.
And Muhammad received the Quran.
各经论什么意思呢?
And what does this splitting of the scripture
mean? 就是以后的经比以前的更重要.
It means that the later scripture is more important than
the earlier ones. 所以这样呢, 这个 他们认为可兰经比福音更重要。
And so the Quran is more important than the Gospel.
福音比诗篇更重要。
The Gospel is more important than the Psalm.
诗篇比律法更重要。
And the Psalms are more important than the law.
基督教改革中归正神学不是这样看法。
But in Reformed theology, that's not what we.
全本圣经都是神的默示。
We believe the entire Bible is the inspiration.
全本圣经是贯彻始终的。
The whole Bible is united in its
belief. 因为神是没有改变的。
Because God does not change.
后面的比前面更完全。
There is more complete revelation at the end.
但是后面的不能废除前面的。
But the end does not does not reject the front.
所以呢，耶稣说，你不要想我来是废除律法。
So Jesus said, "Do not think that I come to abolish the laws."
不是的。
That's not
我来成全律法。
I come to accomplish it.
所以将基督徒相信，在旧约里面的律法、诗篇、历史书、先知书，一直到福音，从保罗书信、彼得书信，全本圣经是同一位的神所赐下来的。
So the Christians believe that the Bible is given by the same God from Old Testament all the way to the last book of the New Testament.
可兰经里面还有一些很有趣味的。 很好的这个宗教文学
There are many very good religious literature in the Quran
还有一些呢是我们圣经没有讲的
There are some things that are not mentioned in our Bible
基督徒没有接受可兰经的权威性
But because the Christians do not accept the authority of the Quran
我们可以研究可以考读
We can understand it and we can study and discuss about it Let me give you
当玛利亚怀胎的时候
When Mary was pregnant
他们说你这个一定私生子
And they said that this must be a child of
Israel.
It must be one that from incest.
可兰经里面说，玛利亚回答说，当他生出来的时候，你们自己问他就知道了。
The Quran recorded that Mary said, after the child is born, you ask him.
所以意思就是 baby Jesus can answer, 我不是私生子，你们不要乱讲。
In other words, the baby Jesus would have been able to answer.
另外一个例子，
another example.
是你怎么是神？
So
你怎么可以说你是神的儿子？
How can you say you're son of God?
你是不是神？你是神差来的吗？
How can you be sent by God?
你是上帝差来的吗？
The question is, are you sent by God?
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer.
地上抓了一把泥土。
And he took some dirt from the floor.
捏成一只鸟。
And he made it into a bird.
吹一口气，这个鸟就飞出去了。
And he blew on it, and the bird flew away.
这圣经没有记载，可兰经讲。
This is not in the Bible, but in the Quran.
没有提到儿子的事情。
But there is no such mention about the Son of God. I've read all kinds of books.
什么学问我都去修。
I try to learn all kinds of
knowledge. 什么派系的思想我都去思想。
All kinds of thinking, I try to think about.
我知道神的启示是 终极性质。
And in the end, I know that the Bible has the final authority.
为什么很难叫回教徒信耶稣呢？
Why is it that it's very difficult to get a Muslim to become a Christian?
他们认为回教是最后的，也是最大的宗教。
Because they believe that Islam is the final and the greatest of all religions.
高过所有宗教的宗教。
And it's higher than all other religions.
而回教徒又相信有一天耶稣会再回来。
And the Muslim believe that one day Jesus will come back.
这方面也很像基督教。
And this is similar to the Bible.
但是回教徒说，耶稣回来的时候，会从回教徒的女孩子中找一个，他要结婚。
I believe that Jesus will come back again to marry a woman.
那么那个时候呢，所有宗教都归回回教。
And all religions will return back to Islam.
回教徒有很坚强的信仰。
And they have very strong faith.
所以他们正等待幕后的时候，宗教归回教。
And they are waiting for the final unity of all
religions. 所以呢 ，Huntington 呢，把回教文化直接用宗教的名称来定名。
So Huntington gave a definition to Islamic movement.
在 Huntington 的思想里面，没有所谓基督教文化，只有西方文化。
In Huntington thought, there's only Western culture, no Christian culture.
基督徒有的很不像样。
And many Christians are not living a right life.
自己看不起自己的信仰。
And they do not look at their own culture correctly.
自己相对化自己的信仰。
They make their faith relative to other faith.
就是在东方有很多的回教堂，这个有很多的基督教堂呢，后来就变成了这个赌博馆啦，变成博物馆啦，变成这个其他的东西了，有的变成卡拉 OK。
And so many of their churches have been used for all kinds of purpose, like gambling halls and karaoke lounge.
但是呢，你没有看过一个回教堂变成卡拉 OK， 没有这个。
But you've never seen a mosque being converted for other use.
所以回教对他宗教的尊重，比许多基督徒对基督的尊重还更强。
So many Muslims have greater faith in their religion than many Christians.
我盼望上帝感动你，兴起一批爱你的主、爱你信仰真理的人。
So I hope that God will move those among you so that you will be a group of people who will love your faith and love your good Lord.
What is your stand on charismatics and charismatic practices and ecumenical movement? I am not belong to both of them.
你对那个灵恩派跟教育合一的运动有什么看法？
Ecumenical try to reduce the orthodoxy of Christian faith.
教育合一想要消除基督教里面传统的思想。
So they are going to be more relativity in their belief.
在很多方面他们会更加相对化。
Compromise and also in syncretism is their way and their direction.
他们的道路是妥协的道路。
Charismatic try to absolutize some gift of the Holy Spirit which is not absolute.
但是灵恩派在许多圣灵的恩赐方面想要绝对化，
所以他们很注重把一些次要的东西把它讲成最重要的，然后把很多重要的教义完全不谈。
So they take a lot of secondary gift and try to make it the absolute gift and make it the most important one by ignoring most of the important doctrines.
两样都很危险。
So both of them are dangerous.
为什么你说呢？你我唐牧师，你说灵恩派很危险呢
？Why do you say that the charismatics movement is dangerous?
因为灵恩派的最大的问题不是你会不会讲方言，我会不会讲方言，我们有没有圣灵？不是的，他最大的问题是他呢相信个人从神领受的启示，甚至无意之中是高过圣经的道理。
The biggest problem with the charismatic movement is that has nothing to do with tongues, is that they believe that they have received individual revelation in a sense that's greater than the revelation of the Bible.
为什么呢
？Why do we say that?
I say unconsciously they put their individual revealed truth higher than biblical truth because when they use the Bible, they try to quote only the parts to support their experience.
因为他们很多时候从圣经里面断章取义的用一些经节来证明自己的经历是正确的。
They rarely charismatic movement try to expose to exegesis to understand Bible thoroughly.
很少有灵恩派的人很了解圣经里面真正的意义在哪里。
对全本圣经全面性的教导，很多的教会已经忽略了。
Many churches do not teach a comprehensive study of the whole Bible.
高举人的经验过于十字架的救恩是很危险。
It is dangerous to uphold our personal experiences more than the salvation gospel of Jesus Christ.
人感受中间所谓圣灵的工作 代替圣经里面很清楚的教训是很危险的。
It is dangerous to replace the clear teaching of the Bible with our personal experiences.
你们看过有人按手就倒下去吗？有没有
Have you seen experiences where people are slain by the Holy Spirit, so to speak, and fall backward?
The Holy Spirit never slain people.
啊，圣灵没有这样的工作。
这个 slain by Spirit 那一句话根本是乱讲的，是吧？我认为是对上帝很不起的话语。
I believe that this is something that's very rude when towards God when you use words like that.
Holy Spirit fills people. Holy Spirit illuminates people. Holy Spirit cleanses people. Now the Holy Spirit slain people.
The Holy Spirit 那个圣灵只能够充满我们，来接近我们，来光照我们。
I simply call it ridiculous.
啊，这是不对的。
Even the invention of that kind of words means they are too courageous to oppose Bible teaching.
这样子，这样讲起来是非常大胆的说法，因为是违背圣经的教训。
为你祷告，
啊，不能背，
你就倒下去了。
And you fall backwards.
Do you think that is Spirit's work?
这是圣灵的工作吗？
If that is Spirit's work,
如果这是真的是圣灵的工作，
Show me any case in the Bible.
你可以在圣经找到一个例子吗？
Even one case, they never written like that.
一个例子也没有。
So it is not only non-biblical, it is non-Christian.
它不单只是没有圣经的根据，根本不属于基督教的。
It is penetration of a heathen atmosphere and a heathen spiritual experience to be mixed together and to use the name of Holy Spirit in Christian practice.
这是在基督教的信仰里面有一种隐藏着灵里的作用。
所以，如果你说唐牧师你没有这样的经验，我为你很可惜。
I think that Stephen Dong, you should have an experience like that. It's such a waste.
啊、很可惜了
Is that a waste that
我可惜你没有这样的经验
Unfortunately, you don't have such experience.
你不要为我可惜
Please do not feel like that for
要你自己的错误可惜
You must think that it's a waste for your own
全本圣经没有这样的教训
Because there's not a single teaching in the Bible along that line
你竟然把这种经验当作是圣灵的工作你是冒犯神了
And you use this and replace it with the Holy Spirit's work
这个运动在更发展就变成 Toronto Blessing
And when this existence, this movement is in a greater expense itself, it becomes a phenomenon.
所以他倒下去的时候呢
，After you fell down,
神志不清
，Some of them become
完全没有悟性
，Do not know anything.
一两个钟头
，And many people keep laughing for hours.
然后说这个是圣灵的工作
，And you say that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
It is absolutely not the work of Spirit.
绝对不是圣灵的工作
，Another Spirit is there.
这是另外一种灵的工作
Very terrible
啊，这是很可怕
Very dangerous
很危险的灵
Totally unbiblical
完全不合乎圣经的教
你会想象彼得在地上两个钟头吗
Can you believe the, Imagine Peter on the floor laughing
你会想象保罗在地上不知不觉这大笑几个钟头
Can you imagine Paul being unconscious on the floor
我想绝对没有这样的事情
I do not think that this is
那你说现在教会都这样怎么办呢
You say many churches are doing this
The churchNeed the true revival.
So, 圣经啊，这个教会需要真正的复兴。
The true revival is not the revival in quantity.
真正的复兴不是量的复兴。
The true revival is not the revival of the increase of the member without the truth principles.
真正的复兴不是人数上面的复兴。
The true revival starts from the true obedience to the Bible.
真正的复兴是归向圣经
True understanding and true faith in the word of God
真正的用信心来了解上帝的话语
True obedience to the authority of the spirit
对圣灵的权威真正的有顺服的
And true practice in all the biblical teaching of the Christian morality and virtue
在圣经的一切原则上真的是遵循圣经的原则
And also true practice of the Christian ministry to glorify GodAnd to be beneficial to others.
在我们一生侍奉上帝的事工里面，真的是荣神益人。
这才是真正的复兴。
This is the true revival.
You need to start again.
You need to start all over again.
因为太多 compromise.
A lot of compromises.
太多 syncretism.
A lot of things that we try to do to just be one.
太多 mixture.
And we mix all over the places.
We lost our purity.
我们已经失去我们的纯洁性。
这很可怜的事情。
And this is something very pitiful.
What do you think about the document Evangelicals and Catholics Together signed by Bill Bright, Charles Colson? 这个我想应该是好几年以前的事情。
去年
的事情。我个人没有时间去搞这些，因为我好要明白圣经呢，我都忙得不得了了。
This is a document that has been signed to declare that Evangelical Christians should work together with the Catholics.
I thank God I need not to sign for that. But if I meet a Catholic people, I will be very friendly to him. I will share my faith to him, and I will bring him to Jesus Christ.
我对一个天主教徒的话，我会对他很友善，而且要把他带回来耶稣基督那里。我不会用定罪的办法。I will not be judgmental towards them.
我应该爱每一个人。
Because I need to love everyone.
但当我们讨论真理的时候，
when we discuss about the truth,
我不会妥协。
I'm not going to compromise.
我清楚地指出只有一位救主。
I want to point out clearly that there's only one Savior.
透过基督的死与复活，我们能够得到赦免、医治和好。
Only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ will we receive forgiveness.
Can the Can those who have never heard the gospel be saved?
没有听过福音的人可以被拯救吗？
如果有在天堂有一些没有听过福音的人得救的话，
If there are people like that in heaven,
那他一定是没有听过你传福音，可能听过别人传福音。
Perhaps they have not heard you preaching, but heard other people spreading the gospel.
有一些人呢，路上设了一个单张，耶稣爱世人，你有罪需要相信的，他就丢掉了。
Some people pick up a gospel track on the road and then they don't believe it and throw away.
后来要死以前呢，
or right before they die,
神在他心中工作，
maybe God worked in his heart.
后来他信了，
and he believed.
他没有跳出的，因为他 coma 了。
Maybe he's in a coma stage.
可能会得救的哦。
And this person may be
saved. 那么那天每个礼拜做礼拜，但是一眼睛六来六去不听到的，可能不得救哦。
Whereas those of you who go to church regularly but never really listen, maybe you are not saved.
John Wesley 讲三句话。
So what John Wesley said three things.
其实他讲很多句，我现在提三句。
Let me just tell three famous words from
Wesley. 你在天上一定吓一跳。
When you are in heaven, you will be in a state of shock.
第一，
Firstly,
应当来的怎么没有在这里呢？
Those who are supposed to be there are not there.
那些坏蛋怎么会来呢？
How come those people are, other people are there?
最后一句是什么呢？
What about the
怎么天上没有卫理公会的会友呢？
How come there are Methodists in heaven?
为什么天上没有卫理公会的会友？
Why there are no Methodists in heaven?
他是卫理公会的专门的，怎么讲这个话？
He is the founder of Methodists.
他要告诉卫理公会的会友，你们进天堂不是因为参加卫理公会，是因为耶稣的宝血洗净你，懂不懂？
He wanted to point out that we do not enter heaven by any merits but because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
天堂有没有圣公会的会友？
Are there Anglicans in heaven?
当然有嘛。
Of course there are.
那么你一直摇头。
So you shake your head.
天堂有没有卫理公会的会员？
What about the Methodists?
当然有。
Of course there are.
天堂有没有理工学院的学生？有。
Are there polytechnic students in heaven?
天堂有没有 charismatic 的会员？
Are there charismatics? Yes.
但这些人不是因为他参加 charismatic， 参加圣公会，参加这个路德会，参加这个浸信会，参加这个其他的会，他才信耶稣。他是因为信耶稣，后来加入那个教会。 所以信耶稣使你得救，不是某某教会使你得救。
So you are saved not by your church or your denomination. You are saved because of Jesus Christ.
有一些人呢，不能信天堂，但是他是基督教教徒、某某会会徒、宗派派徒，但是一生一世糊里糊涂，他就不行。
So just being a Christian itself is not good enough. You must truly accept.
李洪志是不是主耶稣所预言的假先知、假基督之一？
This is Li Hongzhi, who is the founder of Falun Gong.
他的末世论与基督教末世论有什么不同？
Is he a false prophet?
李洪志就是李洪志。
李洪志 is 李洪志。
他没有真正认识耶稣基督。
He does not know Jesus Christ.
他的末世论是可以迷惑人的。
But then his doctrine of eschatology can confuse people.
这不是符合于圣经的教导。
And it is not according to the Bible.
所以我们对异端邪说都应当另据慧言去深思明辨。
So surely we must look at with wisdom at all these extreme groups and be able to segregate them properly.
中国历史里面呢，
In Chinese history,
当政治令人失望的时候，
When people are disappointed with the political system,
许多民间信仰产生了一些群众的归从。
There are many popular movements among the people rising up.
那么这个就有一些迷信的成分。
There's a great deal of superstition in
that. 但是有很大的吸引力。
But it's very attractive.
这些群众有可能外面用宗教，里面是有政治企图，你也不知道。
And you don't know whether there's a political motive behind all this movement.
所以所有的政府对群众运动都会提心吊胆的。
So all governments are afraid of the grassroots movement.
所以呢，我们对这个事情呢，我们要多看一些。
So we must understand this a bit more.
How would you convince an atheist that is indeed a God?
怎么样说服一个无神论者说有上帝？等到他死的那一天，他自己相信有上帝。 When he's going to die, he will believe that there's a God.
本体真理就是上帝，我不是这样讲的。上帝是真理的本体。God
is the embodiment of truth in itself.
所以呢，Kierkegaard所讲的 subjective truth 我所讲的 subjectivity of truth himself 是不一样的。
There's a difference between the subjectivity of truth and the subjective truth.
The truth that you understand, you should involve yourself to experience personally into the power and the realm of truth. That is Kierkegaard's theory.
Kierkegaard的理论就是你要亲身来经历真理。所以你不是单单把真理当作理论来思考。 So you don't just think about the truth in your mind.
其实他那个思想 is very existential.
And the understanding is existential.
The total involvement of your own individuality into the experience and the realm and the power and experience of truth.
你要了解真理，你要本身亲历的去了解真理。 Kierkegaard的理论。
我所讲的是不一样的。
But I'm a bit different.
你的真理的本身就是神。
The truth itself is God.
它不是一个理性里面的理念。
He is not in our mind or
not
reason.
Not only a concept and idea in human reasoning.
它不是我们的理论里面的含义。自己是真理呢，生命的本体。 He himself is the truth and life.
所以，是不是你扩大或者缩小了上帝的概念呢？ When 上帝不是概念。
God is not a concept.
我以为21世纪本体真理就是道，就是福。
I believe that in the 20th century, truth itself is Tao, it is also the Buddha.
那你是 New Age.
And this is a New Age thinking.
New Age is New Age, and will soon become Old Age.
这个新世纪运动过一阵子就变成旧世纪。一下子变成旧世纪。 For a while only.
So those who can be new and can be old, that's it because they are submitting themselves in the process of time.
那我们在那个时间的过程当中会经历旧的也会经历新的。
We call Old Testament because New Testament has come already.
我们用旧约这个名词，因为新约已经到了。
But there's only two Testament from God, so Old Testament will be always Old Testament, New Testament will be always New Testament.
但是圣经里面只有旧约跟新约，所以旧约永远是旧约，新约永远是新约。
No more newer Testament.
不会有更新约。
So it will never be abolished or never be shadowed, overshadowed by others.
这些永远是不会被淘汰的。那么你所我所讲的
New Age 什么意思呢？
New Age, what's the meaning of it?
我们现在进了一个更新的时代里面。
Many people think that we are entering into a new age.
如果你研究音乐的话，
If you understand music,
你会知道 the history of music 有一些的名词叫做 Ars Nova.
And you know that there are many different terms in music study.
Ars Antiqua.
Different Latin terms.
It's different antique art and the new art.
You got to do with whether the art is new
or antique. In
the same manner, all of us think that we are living in a new age.
When
I was 8,
很爱画地图。
I love to draw maps.
这到现在呢,
up to now,
我很爱画地图。
I still love to draw maps.
我可以在40秒钟里画全世界地图。
In 40 seconds, I can draw for you the atlas of the world.
你要不要试试看?
I want to try.
要不要? 要付钱的哦。
You're gonna pay.
那我画中国地图的时候呢，
When I draw the map of China,
我就从新疆、蒙古这个慢慢画，就从外面是画到最后每一省都画满中间一个洞。
I draw all the different provinces and leave a hole in the middle.
我发现我每一省画太小了，所以剩下一个大空间。
Because I draw it too small, so there's a
big hole. 第二次我把每一省画一点，一下子中间就没有了。
So when I try it again, I can match all the provinces together.
那我八岁。
And I was 8.
第三次中国地图每一省画清楚。
By the third time, I could draw it easily.
我12岁的时候，
By the time I was 12,
全世界地图我就画清楚。
I could draw the atlas of the world.
我很喜欢画地图。
I love to do that.
那么八岁的时候呢，
When I was 8,
有一次呢， 我那时3年级，
I was in primary 3.
我在一个地图前面一直看， 这江省是怎样，福建省是怎么样，山东省是怎么样的。 那么我看见那个地图脏得不得了。
I thought that the map was very dirty.
旧得不得了。
Very old.
黑得不得了。
Very dark.
它的下面有6个字，最新。 世界地图。
But it says it's the latest world map.
怎么最新会这么老呢？
How can it look so tattered?
我在看旁边 1936。
Was it 1936?
我看的时候已经1948。
But it was 1948 when I looked at.
你就知道我现在几岁了，对不对？
So you know how old I am.
因为理工学院的数学应该不错的。
You should be quite good at your map.
那么为什么最新的会变成那么老呢？
How can the latest map be so old looking?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
新世纪一下子变成旧世纪。
New age movement will become an old age movement.
新世纪的整个文化历史里面是有一个很重要的地位。
There is a very important status for the New Age movement.
因为这是第一次西方向东方打开双手的一个文化运动。
This is the first cultural movement in which the West opened its arm towards the East.
而呢，他所接受的佛教的那种思想。
and he accepts Buddhism and the thoughts of Buddhism.
新世纪运动,
so in the New Age movement,
is a movement in the rock of culture with the content of religion and universally confess that is the universal spirit which is taking over and men claim they are God.
是一种文化的运动，这个文化运动以人为中心点。
是以宗教为文化为外衣，以宗教的情操为内容，然后以佛教里面那种共通性的复性当做了人的共性，而这个呢，就使人把自己宣称为神。
So externally there's a religious covering, but deep inside there, man is the center of the movement.
而新世纪运动呢，是一个 syncretism.
And this new age movement is a syncretism.
新世纪运动宇宙观是 pantheism.
And there's many gods in this understanding.
新世纪的精神是相对主义 relativism.
And it's a relative understanding.
他们的方法论是这个调和的 syncretism.
Their methodology is one of compromise and synchronization.
结果就 non-absolute, absolutism.
And there's nothing absolute about it.
结果就变成 compromise.
So therefore you compromise everything.
新世纪.
And this is what new age movement is all about. It is a frightening movement.
那么在这个世纪里面呢，在这个新世纪运动里面，你就不能说有什么东西是绝对的。
And in this new age movement, you cannot declare anything to be absolute.
When you try to realize, to conscious where what is inside you, and you try to realize yourself, to actualize yourself, and you say, I am God.
在这个运动里面，你要自我觉悟，宣称自己是神。
所以在新世纪运动里面，你不小心的话，你就掉到不再承认耶稣是基督救主、神是创造者，你要效法基督，回到神那里，这些你会丢掉。
So in the New Age movement, you reject the concept that you have to treat, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
21st century不是信不信宗教问题，而是信基督还是信佛教、信伊斯兰教的问题。请问你对此看法如何？
In the 21st century, the problem we have is not whether you believe in Jesus, but whether you believe in Buddhism, you believe in Islamic religion, or you believe in other religions. It doesn't matter which age you belong in.
只有基督是无罪的救主。
Only Jesus Christ is a sinless savior.
基督是流血代替你我死的。
Only Jesus died for you and I.
只有基督是从死里面复活的。
Only Jesus was resurrected.
只有基督是神人的中保。
Only Jesus can come between man and God.
因为他有神性，他又道成肉身，有人性。
Because he's divine and he is also God incarnate.
所以在基督之外没有别的救主。
And there's no salvation outside of Jesus Christ.
21st century要信谁？要信耶稣基督。
And in the 21st century, we need to believe in Jesus.
这是我的答案。
This is my answer.
What is life?
生命是什么?
Life is the one who can write the question like this.
生命就是能够写这样的问题了。
What is death?
死亡是什么?
Death is when you cannot no more write question like this.
不会再写的时候就是死亡的时候。
What is happiness?
快乐是什么?
Is when you get the answer of your question. That is happiness.
当你拿到答案的时候，你就表达就是这样。
Man is the only living being can ask what is life.
人是唯一能够问这种问题的活物。你会不会有一天看见一只猫在那边？
Have you
ever seen a cat thinking about this?
What is cat?
What is a cat?
Tell me what is cat?
你可以跟我讲猫死了吗？猫死了怎么样？
Never.
没有这种事。
Cat is cat because he never know he is cat.
猫就是猫，因为他从来不晓得自己是猫。真的，老虎到今天还不知道，他觉得老虎。 The tiger does never know that that's his name.
而且他也不知道这个虎会老。
He doesn't know that tiger will grow.
没有办法知道，因为他是老虎。
He doesn't have that concept.
只有人。
Only human beings can do that.
人是不单是像 阿里斯多德讲的有 reasoning.
Not only do we have reasoning power.
不单是像孟子讲的有这个羞恶之心，有恻隐之心，还有是非之心，还有什么慈浪之心。 不单是这样而已。
All I mentioned, say we have a sense of shame, sense of compassion, sense of mercy.
Man have more than what philosophers think.
人有超过所有哲学家所能够说的东西。人是什么？ What is man?
人的价值是什么？
What is the value?
人的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of?
好，现在写下来。
I'll write it down now.
人的生命。
The life of man.
就是神在他个体之外创造的个体，隐藏着他的形象样式。 为他自己个体要归回神个体而被造可以领受神的恩典表彰神美德的那一种 judgment.
A man is a created being of God, and he is created with the image of God, so that one day he has the possibility of returning back to God.
你不要笑, 这个definition很周全的,
and this is a complete definition.
我敢说呢, 很少书讲得这么完全的,
I dare to say that very few books will give such
a complete
definition.
You want me to repeat again? Man is an individual personality created by the person of God to represent him, which includes the image and the likeness of God in himself, in order to receive the grace of God and to reflect the glory of God in his virtue and to live for God. That is man.
It's by the book.
你这些都懂了, 你就比较像人了。
When you understand all this, then you are more like a human.
那么如果你不懂了, 你就比较像不像人了。
And if you do not understand that, probably you are not so much a human.
所以当你的妈妈问, 你不像样。
So your mother said you are nothing.
你的老师说, 你不像样。
And your teacher said that you are not a good
你, 你不要生气。
Don't be angry.
你要问他说, 像什么样?
Then you say, what should I look like?
我要像什么样?
What should I look like? You know?
要像孔子。
Should I look like Confucius? Should I look like your mother?
爸爸自己也不一定像样。
Your father himself may not be a good
很多做爸爸也无上用。
Many fathers are
not a good person as well. 祖父也无上用。
My grandfather may not be a good person.
很多人都不像样。
Lots of people are quite bad.
中国人说好, 把孔子抓出来, 叫做万世师表, 这个样。
So Chinese will bring Confucius and say that that's a model. 法国人就拿拿破仑出来, and the French use Napoleon.
苏联人就把另外一个人出来，就是他像样。
And the Russian will take another person.
那么连这些人也不好意思说自己很像样。
So nobody dare to say that they are the best person.
所以孔子说,
So Confucius said,
侠我五十而罪修亦可以免大过也。
So if I make sure that I do not make big mistakes in my life, I'm happy.
树能无过，过能改，善莫大焉。
Everybody has big mistakes. If you can make correct your mistake, then
不亦其事而不亦己。
After I'm 70, I can make very few mistakes.
孔子说，过70岁，他才没有犯校规。
After he's 70, then he was trying to follow the rules of the church school.
才没有犯社会规。
And he never
什么意思啊?
Break the law.
69岁半他还会犯规。
Which means that when he's 69 and a half, he will still break the law.
你不像样。
So when we say that you're not like a human being,
要怎么样才叫像样?
Then you must ask, what should I do?
像什么样?
To whom should I follow?
圣经说,
the Bible says,
你像耶稣就像样。
You must follow Jesus Christ and you are like a human being.
没有一个宗教家像耶稣。
Not a single religious leader is like Jesus Christ.
有人说你可以娶几个妻子。
Some people say he can have many wives.
他自己娶十多个。
And he himself had many, many wives.
有的人说你不要杀生。
Some people say you do not kill.
演讲的厉害都差去喝开水, 那个开水已经把很多的生命杀死了。
But then when they are talking and they drink water, there are lots of germs in there.
谁是样的?
So who should we follow?
耶稣是样。
And Jesus Christ is the model for us.
你学耶稣的样就像样。
If you follow him, then you are like a
true human being. 你学我的样还不大像样。
You can't just simply follow me. You can't just simply follow me.